Why do you have to leave, Jane?
He asked innocently. Why? What do you mean, why? I cried, amazed. Because you're marrying Miss Ingram. She wouldn't want me here. She's your bride.
My bride? I have no bride,
he answered.
But I will have one, and you must stay.
I won't stay here. I won't, I shouted angrily, standing up. Do you think I can watch you marry another woman? Do you think I am a machine with no feelings? Do you think, sir, that because I'm small and poor and not pretty, that I have no soul and no heart? Well, you're wrong. I have as much soul and heart as you, or more. And I know my heart speaks to yours. We are equal.
We are,
said Mr. Rochester, taking me in his arms and kissing me.
Don't struggle, Jane, like a wild bird.
Let me go, Mr. Rochester. I am not a bird. I'm a free woman. Finally, he let me go.
Yes, Jane, you must make your own decision. I ask you to spend your life with me, to be with me always.
I could barely speak. I was both angry and terribly sad. Mr. Rochester, you're laughing at me. You've already chosen your companion for life. Mr. Rochester looked gently and seriously at me while I cried.
Jane,
he said,
I ask you to be my wife. You are my equal, Jane. I love you. Will you marry me? Don't you believe me?
No, I do not, sir, I answered.
I'll promise you. I don't love Blanche Ingram, and she doesn't love me. She only wanted to marry me for my money. But when she found out that I had only a little money, she forgot about me quickly. I love you. You. You strange, magical person. You small and poor and plain. I ask you to marry me.